Hello, welcome to our sixth pastoral update video. This is Friday, 24th of April, and each week we just want to give you this short video to support you and encourage you as we work our way through these strange and difficult times. This week we're going to do something a wee bit different. Most of us are on lockdown, most of us are at home all day, and we've got lots of time in our hands. So it's a really good time to learn some important new skills. Today we are going to learn three Gaelic words. I want you to focus, listen really carefully. This is a great opportunity to learn a wee bit of Gaelic. Here's three brilliant words that I want us to learn. First word is taingal. Taingal. Now, I want to make sure you pronounce it properly. You've got to watch your T. So when you say T in Gaelic, it's a kind of soft T sound. It's not T, it's T. If you ever drink coffee from a cafetiere, sometimes when you take the last sip, you can get little bits of coffee in your mouth, and it kind of makes you want to go tuh, tuh, tuh. That's the kind of sound you're looking for. Taingal. And it means thankful. And I picked that word because we want to just say how thankful we are for you and for all that you've done. We thank God for all that you are doing just now. You have been brilliant at adjusting to everything, and the way in which you have embraced online services and prayer meetings through Zoom or Jitsi, we are so thankful for the ways in which you've embraced that and been willing to adjust to these things. We're also thankful for all the ways in which you've kept in touch with one another. It's just been brilliant to hear of how you've supported one another at this time. And we are so thankful for your prayers. Both Derek and I are really conscious of your prayerful support, and that makes such a massive difference. So we are so thankful to you. And we are thankful to God as well. And I think it's really important to say that even though this is a strange and in many ways difficult time, it has also been a reminder that there is so, so much for us to be thankful to God for. And we just want to remember that every day, that we are thankful to God for all that he's done. Okay, next word is a longer one. It's cuch och ug. Okay, so let's practice that. Cuch och ug. Cuch och ug. You've got to make sure you do a proper ch sound in the middle and an ug sound at the end. Cuch och ug. Cuch och ug. And it means help. And the reason we picked that word is because we just want to say that as always, if there is any way in which we can help you, please let us know. For many of you, this is a time when you're isolated. Practical things can be more difficult, and it can be just a harder time for lots of reasons. So as a church, we want to provide you with help. If there's anything you need, please get in touch with your pastoral teams or contact us directly. You can email us at kuchachuch@stcsfc.org. No, I'm only joking. It's help@stcsfc.org. So if we can give you any help, please let us know. And again, thank you for all the ways in which you've been helping and supporting one another. So if you need kuchachuch, just shout. Last word is... Dachis. Dachis. Now again, the D is quite soft. It's not D, D, quite soft. And the A has to be long. Dachis. And make sure you do H in the middle. No CH. Don't let me hear you say CH. That's not right. H. Dachis. And this is a brilliant word. It means hope. And we just want to remind you of the amazing hope that we have in Jesus. As lockdown goes on, it can feel quite long. And just this week, governments are being very cautious and saying these restrictions could last for quite a long time. And that can be discouraging for us because we do want to get back to normal as quickly as we can. But no matter how long it takes, no matter how difficult the lockdown is, nothing can take away from the dachis, the hope that we have in Jesus. And more than anything else, that's what I want to remind you of today, that in Jesus we have amazing hope. So there's your three Gaelic words. Thankful. We are so thankful. Cuchochuch. If you need help, please let us know. And above all else, remember the Dorcas that we have in Jesus. Thank you.